This is a summary of the second sicha of Parsha Acharei in volume 22. In the last two aliyas of Parshas Acharei, we have the chapter that speaks all about the arayos, about prohibited relationships. And at the end of the whole section of the list of all the prohibited relations, the verse finishes, Ushamartem es mishmarti. You should guard and keep this mitzvahs, not to do the ways of the abomination and not to defile yourselves, and I am God, your God. Rashi stands on these words. He stops on these words that says, do not violate yourself, do not defile yourself, and I am God, your God. And he says 3 points. Why is it saying, I am God, your God? Because if you will defile yourself, I won't be your God. And if you do this, then you're not even going to be following behind me. What benefit do I have out of this? So he says, what benefit do I have? Nothing. And therefore, you will deserve annihilation. And therefore, I am God, your God. Now, why does Rashi not say the way he usually says when it says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am the Lord your God? And Rashi says, what this usually tells you is that I am God, meaning I am the one that you should have faith in, that I could pay exact punishment or give you a reward. The answer is because he already said it in the Parsha itself before when we had this similar words. So therefore he doesn't have to say it again. If that's the case, where does Rashi get this idea that there's 3 points here? That if you do defile yourself, that I'm not going to be your God, or you're not going to fall behind me, or you deserve annihilation. Where does he get this from? So the Rebbe explains that this mitzvah here in this week's Parsha is very interesting because it's the only time you have a list of prohibitions where the Torah gives you an introduction and says, listen, I don't want you to do this the way that people in Egypt do this, or the people in Canaan. I don't want you behaving like this, and I'm going to give you special mitzvahs and a rule. He gives you this introduction before he gives you the rule. So something's very unique about it. So he says, this is because when it comes to the subject of promiscuous behavior, a human being, a Jew, has a specific desire to this sin. And therefore, we need to have extra, double, triple, and 6 different kinds of angles of strengthening ourselves not to fall in a trap in this subject. And therefore, he says, in the first time it says, I am God, your God, at the beginning of this introduction, he says, I want you to know 3 points. These are the 3 points in order to encourage a person that has strong desires in the subject not to fall into it. Number one is, remember when it says ani, it means know that it's me. I am the one that gave you these decrees. Number two is you have to know that I am Hashem, who it gives reward. And number three, I am your God because I could also give a punishment. Now, in other words, when it comes, that's positive encouragement. At the end of the parasha, it says again, I am the Lord your God, to tell you negative things that will happen. In other words, if a person can't contain themselves from these temptations, then you have to tell them the negative. The negative is that if you're going to be defiled, then I'm not going to be your God. And that's something that every Jew does not want to happen. And if you do this, you're not going to be following me. You're not going to be one of my people. And not just that, you'll deserve the annihilation. So in other words, this is basically to answer that the first thing is for a person that says, you know what, I have such a big taiva, let me fulfill my desire, and there'll be punishment later, I don't care what the suffering is going to be later. So Hashem says, no, you should know, dying liapara, I'm the one that gives exact punishment, therefore it's not going to be worth it for you. It's going to be so much pain to you later that you're going to even forget that you had any pleasure. A person could then go and say, well, why did Hashem make me like this, that it's such strong desires to this? He tells you, for this you have to know, don't worry, Hashem made it to you because he wants to be able to give you more reward later. So you see that all this is encouragement in 2 steps. First, it's the 3 in the positive point, and then it's the 3 to motivate us in the negative. And they're all correspond to each other. When it says, know that I am the one who gave you this decree, that's equal to the words that says that you will be separated from me. You're not going to be my nation anymore. When it says the positive instruction that remember that I'm the one that you could trust that's going to give you reward, in the negative it's the words, what pleasure do I have from you? Because, and then the third one in the positive, it says, know that who's the one that's going to be punished, that's going to punish you. When punishment actually in the Torah is a sign of closeness, Hashem wants to help you, so he punishes you by cleansing you like that. In the negative, it's you deserve annihilation, because it will be the opposite of getting the closeness relationship, and therefore you're going to, if you do this defilement, and then you're going to deserve to be annihilated. In the Hasidus terminology of these words is the following. Ani goes on asmus muhus of Hashem. It goes on the essence of Hashem. The essence of Hashem has to come down into this world to make a dwelling place for Hashem. When it says the word Hashem, Havaya, Havaya goes on the words, the theme of creation. Again, that's the theme of bringing that godliness into the essence of God into this world. When it says, I'm your God, as it says in Shulchan Aruch, this refers to Kaychachem v'chayuschem, I am your strength and your life. And this tells you these three things if a person, God forbid, doesn't do it. First of all, I'm not going to be your ani. I won't be the essence of God with you. Second of all, you won't be the one that created the world. You won't have that part over there. You're going to be wasting the whole thing. And the third thing is I won't be your strength. And this is the motivation that helps us by learning this. So we understand that the first time when it says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, the positive motivation. And the second time at the end of the verse, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, which gives you the negative, but the sharper side, is all there to encourage us to stay strong, not to fall into these strong temptations. And this is a Sikha of Parshat Acharei of Tavshin Chafei 1965.